Jeremiah Jensen from KSL and former Star Valley guy himself on the air with us this morning. Jeremiah, thank you so much for taking some of your time today.
You got it. Always great to join you guys in the morning.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. And Jeremiah, I guess starting things off, what's first and foremost on your mind? I'm gonna let you start on.
I think we all love the NFL, right? So the NFL is king, and so it's a big weekend, conference championship weekend. I'm excited about it. I think they're great matchups. I'm intrigued by what could potentially be interesting Super Bowl matchups. So that's what I'm going to be watching, guys. I'm really locked and loaded into the NFL this weekend. It, you know, happens once a year when we get these conference championship matchups that usually end up being better than the Super Bowl itself. So I'm excited to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, I noticed that my boy Joe Burrow is going to be playing this weekend.
Oh, your boy, huh?
Josh Allen doesn't appear to be so.
Wow, you just keep throwing it at me, man. I like Joe Burrow. Quit this.
You're rubbing salt in the wound of every Wyoming fan that's listening right now. That's not nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sneak back to
Logan
my home
Logan
the
Wilson
studio.
Is Joe Burrow's teammate. It's okay.
That's true. That's true. Remember that.
I poke fun only because the Bears are picking first in the draft.
Well, Jeremiah,
I'm a Broncos fan, so it's been a rough year for me too.
Well, let's kind of touch on that. That's been kind of an interesting head coaching search. There's been some talk of Sean Payton, this, that, and the other. Of course, Denver a little bit hamstrung with some of the decisions they made this past season. What's your opinion of that situation?
It's kind of a mess. It's interesting because the new ownership has bottomless pockets, you know, Walmart and everything else. So I think going to be a push and a drive for that organization to get better. It has been such a great organization for such a long time, but there's been so much damage done with the trading away of draft picks, bad coaching hires, missing on quarterbacks in the draft. It's going to take a while for the Broncos to figure out some things and get back to where they can compete. You know, you're looking at the West NFC or the AFC West, and you got to beat the Chiefs, right? So it seems like they're just so far away from being able to do that. Even the Chargers. So, there's a lot of work to be done there. Does Russell Wilson still have anything left in the tank? He was a shell of himself this year. And it starts with the quarterback, right? And it's been their issue ever since Peyton Manning retired is bad quarterback play. So they got to find a coach and an offense coordinator that can help Russell Wilson get back to being the Russell Wilson of old. And if they can't, then they got to figure out how to move on from him in a way that they can recover from that, because they gave up so many picks to get him. So the Broncos are in a really tough situation, a situation that honestly I'm having a hard time remembering the organization being in this situation where they've been missing the playoffs for so long, and hope on in the future seems a little bleak.
Yeah, and obviously I don't remember what my question was about to be, so I'm just going to move on to the second one I had prepped here. Yeah, I'm going to take a turn here. Obviously, you cover a lot of Utah stuff. I was talking earlier about, I say this in quotes because it was for a very weird Facebook post related reason that Joe Burrow became nicknamed my boy, but my actual college team being Notre Dame, dipping a bit into the Utah recruiting pool here, the University of Utah trying to fend them off with a stick. Next is Davis Andrews, star safety. I don't know if you've seen much of American Fork High School or anything. You can tell us about Mr. Davis Andrews. Bit of an NIL and recruiting tug of war going on between Utah and my Fighting Irish.
Oh, well, this is the new age, right? Is you're going to have, you know, because of NIL, it makes recruiting a lot more interesting than it was in the past with trying to land guys. It really comes down to it's just reality, right? You know, if a kid is really, really talented, there's going to be opportunities for him. And I can't blame those kids seeking out the best opportunity for them. And so this is going to be how it kind of is in the future. I think it's hard for all of us who grew up with college recruiting being a certain way and now seeing it this way is a little bit of a shock to the system, but this is just how it's going to be. So, he's a talented kid. And I don't know how closely you guys follow Utah high school football, but the high school football here is, you know, per capita is elite. There is some really, really good prospects that come out of here every year. And all you got to do is look at the NFL draft, and every year a kid from Utah or multiple kids from Utah are taken in the draft. I think there's a string of 20 plus years that it's happened. So Braxton Jones, who was a starting offensive tackle for the Chicago Bears last year, a rookie, is from Utah. So it just gives you an example of just how much talent comes out of this state. And so you're mentioning one kid out of Utah. Well, there's a lot of kids out of Utah who get recruited each and every year, and some of them are elite. And Utah actually, you know, with this kid, I don't know what the situation is right now, but Utah had its best recruiting class ever. And one of the reasons why they had the best recruiting class ever for them was they kept four-star kids in Utah home. In the past, Oregon, USC, UCLA, Stanford, even Alabama has come in here and taken kids. So that's a battle that continues to go on, and it always will. But, yeah, recruiting, high school football recruiting in the state is pretty wild.
Well, and I got to always appreciate if you can steal those kids away from USC. That's just fantastic.
Nobody likes USC. Nobody.
Jeremiah Jensen here at KSL.com. Jeremiah, let's talk about the current college basketball season with the Utes and BYU, Utah State. They're all having a pretty good year. Kind of give us a rundown of some things that stood out to you with those programs.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. The Running Utes have had a little bit of a rise, which is, you know, a lot of fans have been waiting for a while. Craig Smith, who obviously was at Utah State before Utah, has done a good job getting this team to a point where they're competitive in the Pac-12 again. Right now they're in second place, which is, you know, before the season started, they were not picked to be second. I'll just say that. So are they as good as UCLA and Arizona? Well, they beat Arizona head-to-head, but it was at home. They've got to prove that they could beat UCLA, but I'm a little skeptical that they could win the Pac-12 tournament. They're right there on the NCAA tournament bubble. And if they keep getting wins, especially this weekend at Oregon, they could push themselves over the top. So that's a team you could see in the NCAA tournament this year. BYU's having a down year. It's been pretty disappointing, to be honest. They just don't have enough talent, not a talent that they're used to having, to be able to compete at a high enough level to push Gonzaga and to be an NCAA tournament team. They're going to fall short of that this year. And so Mark Pope's got some work to do to bring some talent in to get ready for the Big 12. BYU's going to enter the Big 12 next year, and they have to have more talent. And there's no way they're going to be able to compete in that league as good as that. I mean, it's the best basketball league in the country. And BYU's going to have to make that transition next year. So they're going to have to make some changes with their roster and add some bigger talent. As far as Utah State goes, I know even Wyoming fans up there follow it closely with the Mountain West race. I love Utah State. I think Ryan Odom's done a great job up there. Their issue right now is they can't win on the road. That's the next step for them. If they want to be an NCAA tournament team, they got to start winning road games. And, you know, right now that's been an issue. Got waxed at Boise State, got waxed at San Diego State. So that's something that may keep them out of the NCAA tournament is their inability to win these road games in conference play. They got to turn that around. But you get that team on in a neutral court in Vegas in March, and we'll see what happens. They got as good a chance of any team to win that tournament and to make it back to the NCAA tournament. They've had a lot of success in Vegas over the years, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But right now they're right on the bubble. But all three of those programs are in interesting spots for one reason or another, and it's been fascinating to watch it all play out.
Well, someone's going to have to inform me if they do make the NCAA tournament, how the tournament ends up going. Because my uncle informs me that I'm not permitted to watch March Madness this year. Because for whatever reason, Notre Dame has played in six nationally televised basketball games. I've watched all six of them. They're 0-6 in those games. So apparently I am the problem. So I am officially familially banned from watching March Madness this year.
Well, that's a shame because there's really not a better sporting event to watch from the seat of your couch. So I feel bad for you.
Well, it was my crime that got me here, I guess.
I'm sorry.
Jeremiah Jensen with KSL, one more thought on you talk about BYU moving into the Big 12. Obviously, we talk about it for basketball. But as you said, as you started off the show, football is king, and so obviously that's a year-round thing. Where do you feel like the Cougars stand as far as that transition is concerned? and making that move to the Big 12 next year?
Well, much better position than the basketball program is in, that's for sure. You know, overall, if you're looking at BYU athletics overall, I think they've got a lot of programs that are ready for the Big 12. I think you look at what they've done with track and cross country. The women's sports are elite. You know, volleyball, basketball is having an off year this year, but they've been in the NCAA tournament. So I think they could be ready to go. And obviously soccer has been a nationally competitive for a while, but you look at football. I think football is in a better position that they would be in if they were making the jump from a group of five, to be honest with you, because they have had a lot of Power Five games on their schedule, and they've had to go through those rough transitions in the early season where they play a lot of P5s early. Guys get hurt, they lose depth, and then they struggle throughout the season, even games that they should win. But they've been through this for years in independence playing Power Five, but now they got to do it week in and week out. That's going to be a challenge for them, but they're in a better position because of independence, because they've been through that rigor, to be ready and prepared for what's coming next season. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that they're going to go 10-2 next year. That's not going to happen, especially with all the talent they lost. They got to redo their offensive line. They got to find a quarterback who looks like Keaton Slovis is going to be that guy, but you know, he wasn't great last year at Pitt. So, you know, what do you expect from that position? They got to find receivers. They got a running back, Aiden Carter, coming from UNLV. Let's see what he can do. The defense has got to get a pass rush going, but the thing that gives me hope for BYU is they made a great coaching hire in the offseason. They hired Jay Hill as a defensive coordinator and co-head coach or assistant head coach. And Jay Hill did an incredible job at Weber State, winning at that program. In 9 years there, he took a program that was a joke and he turned it into an FCS winner year in and year out. And Jay Hill is a master recruiter. He's an excellent defensive mind. He's going to get that defense going. That defense has been an issue for them. They've got to get a pass rush going. They got to get dudes in there. And I think Jay Hill can do that. It's going to take some time. I think if BYU went 6-6 next year and made a bowl game, that would be a huge success. I think that should be the goal, to be honest with you, as they try to build that program up and get it ready for the Big 12. But they still have a lot to learn as they make that transition. Playing Baylor once in the last 2 years isn't going to do it. You got to play Baylor, and then you got to the next week you got to play Kansas State, and then you got to play TCU, and then you got to play Oklahoma State, and then you got to play Oklahoma and Texas. You know what I mean? So we're waiting for that Big 12 schedule to come out. It still hasn't. I don't know who they're playing next year for sure, but whoever it's going to be a gauntlet. And it's going to take them time to get ready, but I think they're in a better position because of the coaching hire they made with Jay Hill and because they have been prepared playing P5 programs through independence.
Jeremiah Jensen with KSL. Jeremiah, thank you so much. Before we let you go, though, I got to have your picks. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
My heart would want Chiefs, Eagles, just because I'd love to see an Andy Reid Bowl. That'd be really fascinating to me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think the opposite is going to occur. I think the 49ers are the most complete team. I don't think the Eagles are ready quite yet, so I think the 49ers beat the Eagles on the road. I think the 49ers are that good. And then I look at the other side, and I was so blown away with what Joe Burrow and Cincinnati did in Buffalo last week, in their element, in their stadium, and absolutely worked them. I don't think we're taking Cincinnati seriously enough. I think with Patrick Mahomes compromised with the injury and the fact that the Bengals already beat the Chiefs in Kansas City last year, I think the Bengals are going to do it again. The Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl. So I got an old school Bengals 49ers yeah. Super Bowl. It would be the third time that those teams have played in the Super Bowl. You're a little bit of 80s feel this year, but I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's how it shakes out.
Dally's jumping on my bandwagon here.
Well.
My Bengals 49ers preseason Super Bowl pick.
Well,
there you go.
Supposedly, they're already calling it, or they've been calling it Burrowhead Stadium all
in the
week
locker room, yeah,
in Cincinnati.
Ooh.
So,
okay, that's bold.
Jeremiah, thank you so much for your time, and we hope to speak to you again. Have a great day, and thank you again.